Yeah, I'm Tarun Wagana. I'm a Perth-based artist and designer. My heritage is from Wurundjeri Noongar, Yawuru, and Kwadjuk. So I have heritage from Southwest Western Australia up to Broome, the Kimberley region, and then over to Saba Island in the Torres Strait. My role in this for Perth Fest is as an animator this year. And I'll be working on the Boorloo Bridge. Lighting animation. It's pretty exciting.
Sounds really exciting. Tell us about your work as an animator on this outdoor art installation.
Yeah, so it's going to be over the kind of support beams of the bridge because they have a lighting display. And this is going to be quite heavy graphic-heavy animations about the Derwent Swan River. A lot of the, animal life in there, and then, yeah.
And how do you create such a piece like this as an animator? Can you walk us through the process?
So I kind of do, I guess my animation style is a bit dated, but I work in kind of frame-to-frame animation. So I draw the characters and the graphics directly on the computer, and then I kind of, animate it by redrawing or manipulating the imagery frame by frame.
Tell us about some of the animals featured in your work.
Yeah, so it's mostly going to be animals you can find around Perth. So it's going to be, long-necked turtles, pelicans, lots of birds, dolphins, bit of sharks there too.
And tell us about the colours involved in this animation piece on the bridge.
Yeah, it's going to be mostly blues and greens and then whatever the, animal colors are. But I want it, to really pop and be really graphic and bright. So it's going to be, really saturated colors. Yeah. So it's going to be, pretty bright.
This piece is due to open for the Perth Festival. Have you given it a practice run on the bridge? How does that work?
Yeah, so we did a little practice run the other night. Did some testing and it worked really well. Apparently there's going to be one more testing and apparently it's going to be like live edits available. So yeah, after I get the video done, we're going to be sitting there testing the animation up on the screen and then remotely be able to change things in real time. So it's going to be cool. Yeah.
Have you worked on a piece like this before with your art?
Not exactly. I've done a drone show before, so I've done some light-based animation stuff, but never to this these specifics, like the lighting on the bridge, the shape of it.
And you just mentioned there it's a new challenge for you. What have been some of the challenges in creating such a work?
So mostly it's around video like formatting, because this bridge. It's like two-sided, so you've got to create it to reflect as well. Then, and also one side of the bridge has lots of lights, so the imagery I create is going to show up really well in terms of it, like animals and illustrative elements. The other two sections of the bridge don't have as many lights, so I have to kind of create things slightly differently and manipulate it, edit it, so that kind of story translates over three bridges. But if you don't see the big bridge, you're still getting something out of that story as well.
And you just mentioned story there. Can you walk us through the actual story that will be displayed with this piece of work?
Story is going to be more about Harrison Island. It's kind of an important place for Noongar people and the Swan River, and then out to kind of Rottnest Island or Walyup out there. It's going to just have, lots of native animals, and the importance of the river.
Sounds really lovely. What do you hope audiences will get from taking a look at this beautiful piece of work that's going to show as part of the Perth Festival?
Hope they just enjoy it, really.
Sounds really wonderful. Thank you so much,
Yeah.
Tyrone.